Corinthians chapter 11. I wish to God you could bear with me a little in my foolishness, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have married you to one husband, so that I can present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I fear, so that by no means, like the serpent seduced Eve through his subtlety, would your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit that you haven't received, or another gospel that you haven't accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a bit behind the very top apostles. For though I'm rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made clear to you in all things. Have I committed an offense in bringing myself low, so you would be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to do work for you. And when I was present with you and lacked, I was chargeable to no man. For what was lacking to me, the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome to you, and now keep doing that. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I don't love you? God knows. But what I do, I'll do, so that I can cut off occasion from those who desire occasion, so that in what they glory about, they'll be found like us. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And that's no surprise, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no big deal if his ministers also are transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, so I can boast myself a little. That which I speak, I don't speak after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory according to the flesh, I will glory also. For you endure fools gladly, seeing that you yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man brings you into bondage, if a man devours you, if a man takes from you, if a man exalts himself, if a man smites you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. But in whatever way anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in strokes of the whip beyond measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often. From the Jews I received 39 stripes 5 different times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the sea, in journeyings often, in dangers of waters, in dangers of robbers, in dangers by my own countrymen, in dangers by the heathen, in dangers in the city, in dangers in the wilderness, in dangers in the sea, in dangers among false brothers, in weariness and pain, in staying awake often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside the things that are outside, that which comes on me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I don't burn? If I must glory, I will glory about the things that concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows I'm not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a band of soldiers wanting to arrest me. And in a basket through a window, I was let down by the wall and escaped his hands.